So going back to the Mishnah mentioned Bakol Koisvin, and then the Mishnah turned its attention to Al HaKol Koisvin. You can write a get on anything. And the Mishnah said, examples of what that everything means. Al Ha'ola Shel Zayis, on the leaf of an olive tree. Val HaKeren Shel Parah, and you can write a get on the horn of a parah. So it seems like an interesting way for a person to be Mekayim the Vekas of La Sefer Krisus. Stating that, the Mishnah says that if somebody would write on the Keren Shel Parah, the halachas it would be kosher, with the caveat for Noisim La Sapar. You can't, after you write the get, take off the Keren and hand the Keren over to your wife, but rather you would have to hand over the entire parah. What came to mind learning this Mishnah was a medrash that's very, very well known. And that is a medrash rabbi in the beginning of Sefer Bereshis, where the medrash rabbi talks about the four goliaths that Klal Yisrael had to go through as a nation. It says, V'haretz hoysa soyu v'vayu, v'choshech al p'nei sahayim. And the medrash says that V'haretz hoysa soyu, that's referring to the Malchus of Bavel. That was the first nation that took the Yidden into Golos from the time that they became a nation. Vavoyu is referring to Malchus Madai. V'choshnech is referring to Malchus Yavon. Al Pnei Sahayim is the Malchus HaRishah. It's referring to the Roman Empire that destroyed the second base on Hamikdash. But the Medrash says, V'choshnech zeh Malchus Yavon, shehechshicha einayim shel Yisrael b'gzeiro yseyim. Why were they called choshnech? Because they were machshech. They made tinkle the eyes of the Yidden with their terrible gzeirish. Oysoi meres lahem. Because Yavon would tell the Yidden, kisfu al keren ashar. I want you to write on the horn of ashar, she'im lochem chelik b'elike Yisrael. So it seems that this was a zach, that people would write on the Karen of Ashar. It's a well-known chazal, Kiswal Karen Ashar, and in the Chanukah Torah, there's a famous Bnei Yisachar on this. What's the significance of Kisfu al Karen Ashar? But you have it here in a Mishnah, in a halachic Mishnah. Ala kol koisvin, ala ola shal zayis, v'ala keren shal parah. So it seemed that this was maybe somewhat of a shchichtig way of communicating. It seems bizarre to us, but it seems that there's a makar to it that once upon a time you had to be there. This actually made some sense. It's in a medrash, it's in a mishnah, and that's probably why the mishnah is even mentioning it. But I saw a ha'or nifla in the Haggadah from the Cheshek Shloima, Reb Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna, right here on the mishnah. He's bothered with why did the Mishnah pick this, again, interesting example of a Keren Shel Parah to make its point of Al HaKol Koisvin. Says the Cheshek Shloima that nearly the Kamash Malan, the time of the Mishnah is coming to tell me a Chiddush. That is, there's a Mishnah Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chav Vav Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, Kol HaShoifer is Ksheirim. You're allowed to use any horn for Tkiya Shoifer, Chutz Mishal Parah. With the exception of a parah, and the reason is mepneshehu keren, because the shofar of a parah is not called in Tanakh a shofar; it's called a keren, and because it's called a keren, and you have to blow not a keren, a shofar, therefore it's going to be possible. Either way, there's a whole ensuing discussion here in the Gemara with regards to using a shofar shel parah. And the Gemara says as follows, Abaya, my Abaya said, Hainu tamayu de Rabbanon. The reason the Rabbanon said that kol ha-shoifer k'sherim chutz mishal parah, it's not for the reason that the Mishnah gave. It's a different reason. And that is because shoifer echad am rachmona, because it says in the Torah that you have to blow a shoifer in the singular. So the shoifer that you're going to blow has to be one shoifer for lo shnayim shloisha shoifers. If, however, you're going to take a shoifer that's really made up of two or three shoifers, in that instance, it's not going to be okay. Okay, hide the parah. As it relates to the shofar that comes from a parah, kiven dekoi gildi gildi, being that it's made up of different shlavim, it's made up of different parts, mischazi kishnai mushloisha shofars, it looks like it's two or three shofars, and because it's two or three shofars, therefore it's going to be possible. In other words, there is just a physical difference between the horn of a parah and the horn of other animals. The horn of a parah, if you look at the horn, it looks like not one shofar, actually looks like three. It looks like you took three shofars, two or three, that's Lashon of Abaya, and you merge them together. And even though it's really one horn, but it looks a little like it's Achas Shihishtayim or Shihishloisha, it's Mischazi Kishtayim Mishloisha shofars, and Shofar Echadam Rachmana, it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. So the Cheshek Shloima said a Dover Nifla. He said that the Gemara says, and we're going to learn this in tomorrow's Daf, Daf Chof Amid Beis, that the halacha is, it says that you have to write get on a sefer. says the Gemara, Sefer Echad Amar Achmono, V'loishnayim u'shloisha Sefer, Tzvarim. But you can't write a get on two or three Tzvarim. It has to be one Sefer, but it can't be two or three Tzvarim. So says the Cheshek Shloim, or Yeh Shloim, that's why the Tana, the Mishnah, spoke out that you can write a get on the Karen of a Bara. Because I would have thought maybe you can't. Why not? Because just like you can't use a Fitkiya Shofar. And why can't you use a Fitkiya Shofar? Because it's Mischazi Kishnai Mishloisha Shofaris. So I would have thought you can't use a Fitkiya again either. Because it's Mischazi Kishnai Mishloisha Sfarim. Because just like Chazal Darshan Shofar Echadam Rachmon, Beloy Shnai Mishloisha Shofaris in Rosh Hashanah Chavav, so to Chazal Darshan Sefer Echadam Rachmon, Beloy Shnai in Gitin Dat Chav. So I would have thought it's possible. That's why the time of the Mishnah, Lahoitzim Liban, don't Rosh Hashanah Chavav said Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivil. That's what Tana Mishnah said. Bakol Koisvin, you can even write it on the shofar of a par of a zokra, the Cheshek Shloima. If that's the case, what's Takubsha? What's the Kamash Malan? Why is it that it's possible for Tkiya Shofar? Why? Because shofar Echad Amar Rachmad of Lechnaim is Shloisha Shofaris, but it's going to be kosher for Ksiva Saget. Sefer Echad Amar Rachmad of Lechnaim is Shloisha Svarim. Says the Cheshek Shloima, the Teretz is Pashat. The teretz is when a shofar starts to grow, the horn of a parah, shlav number one. At that point, it's already a shofar. What is it? It's a horn. It's a keren. It's a shofar. That's what it is. Now, it's going to continue to grow a second shlav. It's going to grow a third shlav. But when the first shlav had already grown, at that point, it was already a shofar. Therefore, when the second shlav grows, it looks a little bit, it's mischazi, you can tight it up a little bit, as if this shofar now just grew another shofar, and then another shofar. As it relates to sefer, this keren of the parah, is it a sefer as soon as it grows a little bit of a horn? Or is it even a sefer when it grows more of a horn or more of a horn? It's not a sefer until you decide that I want this to be a sefer. It's not inherently a sefer. It's inherently a shofar, but it's not inherently a sefer. The shem sefer it's going to get when you decide that I want to use it as a sefer. So said the Cheshek Shloim, a svara nifla. He said, being that it's first going to become a sefer when you decide that you want to use it as a sefer, at that point, it's not going to be a problem anymore of Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim. Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim is a problem when I have a Sefer and I'm mechabrit with another Sefer and I'm mechabrit with a third Sefer. In that instance, you have a problem of Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim. If, however, it first is going to become a Sefer when I take these three components and I merge them together, so it was never Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim. It's one Sefer that came about through three components. But at the same time, the only time there's a problem of Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim is when it was a sefer before I actually merged it. But if it first became a sefer after I merged it, in that instance, it's not going to be a problem. By the shofar, this minute it starts growing a horn, it's already a shofar. So the shem shofar you have with the first shlav. Now the second shlav is oich Hashem shofar. And the third shlav is oich Hashem shofar. So it comes out now, I have three shofars that I merged together. That's Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim. That's the Sfarim of the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chavah. As it relates to a sefer, right? Shefer and sefer. It's a little confusing. But as it relates to a sefer doesn't have a Shem sefer until I decide that I want to use it to write it. So the minute you take the Keren Shalpar and you decide you want to write again on it, that's when it's becoming a sefer. At that point, it's one Cheftza. So there's no Shnayim V'Shloisha Sfarim. The Shnayim V'Shloisha is where it was already a sefer, it was already a shofar before I decided to use it. So I took a little bit and a little bit, I merged it all together. In that instance, it's going to be a problem. But if it first became a sefer after it was already complete, then I look at it as one Shem sefer. So Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna said that I had this einfal, and I thought that that's why the Tana of the Mishnah mentioned Keren Shalpara, and that's the punchline. That's the Kamash Malon. Why it's a problem of Shnayim V'Shloisha Shofaris, but not Shnayim V'Shloisha Svarim. And he says, Shuvro Isi, I found later in a tshuva, from the base of Ephraim, for Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who he said, I want to say a chiddush, that even though it's mavur in the Gemara, that There's a halach of sefer echadam rachmana, but you can use two or three svarim. That's the pshat, that if you're going to write a little bit of a get on one sefer, and then a little bit of a get on another sefer, and a little bit of a get on another sefer, and you're going to merge them all together, in that instance, it's going to be a problem. If, however, you take three pieces of paper, and you combine them, and then afterwards you write it, in that instance, it's not going to be a problem. And said the Beis Ephraim, what's the makar for me to say this? The makar is that you see the Karen Shalpara works for Ksivas Aget, although it doesn't work for Tkiya Shaifer. So the Cheshek Shloim said that I found already Ke'en the Svara that I'm saying in the Beis Ephraim, the Samachti that I was Mechavim L'dvarav. But the bottom line is, a beautiful Tzushtel, that why did the Tanya, the Mishnah, mention Karen Shalpara? It's because I would have thought that maybe the Karen Shalpara is a problem. Maybe there's an issue of Shnayim Shloisha Sfarim. What's the makar to there being an issue of Shnayim Shloisha Sfarim? It's a Gemara L'kaman, Daf Chaf Amadeis. Why would you think a Karen Shalpara is Shnayim Shloisha Sfarim? It's a Mefurish Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chavav Amad Aleph regarding Shofar, that you can't use a Karen Shalpara for Tkiya Shofar. And Abaye said, because of the Gildi, it's Meschazi Kishnayim Shloisha Shofar. So I would have thought, just like it's a problem by Shofar, so too it should be a problem for Ksivas Aget. Kamashwan, it's Kosh for Ksivas Aget. What's the Chilik? Oh, as it relates to the Chilik, he said already a little bit of a lumbus.